junior. That's 5'10" at the line. First free throw, too strong off the back of the iron. Cora Adams checking in for the first time. The freshman as Aguirre gets a breather. And the shot's up and good. So Beckett goes 1-for-2 that time. Wiltz with it on the far side, trying to drive against Ingram. Picks up her dribble, finds Adams, who pump fakes the three in the corner. Right back to Wiltz on the left wing. She drives, floater in the lane. Great defense that time by Larson to force a jump ball as she was driving towards the basket. 6:29 left. As Adams is the trigger underneath her own basket, as the possession belongs to Emporia. Davis catches it underneath the basket, goes up for the hook shot, bounces off the rim, and it goes in. First made field goal for Davis in this game. Ball on the left wing, dumps it down low to Bush, who's wide open and lays it in. Emporia did not get back defensively that time. It's an 18-point Manhattan lead as Davis looks to drive baseline. Bush slows her up. Adams over to Wilt. Wide open corner three. Too strong off the back of the iron that time. Larson grabs the rebound. She falls down, bringing the ball up the floor. And it's knocked around, and Larson gets it back. Bush over to Ingram. Ingram gets it to Bush. Up top ball. Emporia in a man-to-man defense here. Bush on the left wing. Up top, Ingram working in between the circles. Less than five to go on the shot clock. Do they realize? Over to Bush. Layup underneath the basket, and she lays it in. Emporia played good defense for about 30 seconds that time. Then they just lost Bush. Adams dribbling in between the circles. Goes far side to Wiltz. Davis, top of the key, dumps it down low to Smith, who's double-teamed. Passes out to DeWitt to the free throw line. Runner in the lane, and we're going to have a hold before the shot. So Manhattan commits the foul that time. And it's going to go against Ball, first against her, and Coach Stewart wants a timeout. We'll take a quick one-minute break with them. Manhattan leads 52-32 on KVOE.
Spartan Sports brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongVineAuto.com.
Emporia High Sport and Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection at 2721 West 15th Street. Serving Emporia High Spartans for over 41 years. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
52-32, 5 minutes left in our fourth quarter. Coach Stewart using a timeout. He's got three more to, he's used three. He's got two more the rest of this game. Aguirre checks back in. She throws the ball into DeWitt, who's double-teamed immediately. And we're going to get a jump ball, and this time possession favors Manhattan, and that's going to be a turnover committed by the Lady Spartans. 4:56 to go in the quarter. Hines checks out as Smith comes in. Davis, DeWitt, Smith, Wiltz, and Aguirre. Man-to-man defense here by the Lady Spartans. Bush has it on the left wing, dribbling in between the circles. Goes near side ball. Ball on the wing. Looks up to Bush in between the circles. Ingram on the far side. Ingram dumps the ball down low to Ball. Now Larson in the corner. Too strong on the three-point attempt. Offensive rebound by Bush. ball. Larson on the perimeter. Larson nearly walked with it. Gets it to Bush, trying to feed it to Depozwar. Pass is going to be deflected, and Aguirre gets the steal. The sophomore leads the break, finds Wiltz all the way to the rim, and she lays it in for two. Good pass that time to find Wiltz cutting towards the rim, and she was able to get the layup to go off the glass as Emporia trails by 18. Larson in between the circles, gets it to Ball. Bush to Ingram. Near side, Ball to Larson. In between the circles, drives all the way to the rim and lays it in. Man, she dribbled through four defenders that time and made it look easy. 3:40 left in the fourth. Down low, Smith. Smith skips it near side. Davis for three. And it's going to be wide left that time. Davis just 3 points this evening. Near side, Ingram. Dumps it down low. Larson underneath the basket, but she dribbled too far underneath. Tried a contested layup that time and couldn't get it to go. Wiltz down low to Smith. It's going to be deflected out by Ball, and it will stay here with Emporia. .318 left in the fourth. Aguirre is going to be the trigger here as Hines comes in for Smith. Quick toss into Wiltz. Up top, Davis pump fakes from the top of the key, but then has her pocket picked by Ball, racing up the floor all the way to the rim, and the layup is good by Ball. Mentioned it earlier tonight, Ball leads Manhattan all time in steals. And she made that one look easy. The steal, then coast to coast. Davis, 10-footer on the baseline. It's going to be too strong off the rim that time. Wilt saves it from going out of bounds right to Aguirre, who goes up for the shot, and she's going to be called for a travel. She went up for the shot, came down with the ball still, and a traveling violation was called. 56-34, 2:49 left in the fourth. Manhattan has led since the start of the second quarter. Screen set by Depozwar for Bush. Dribbling up top, Henry, who just checked into the game, gets it to Bush on the left side. 15 on the shot clock, 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in our game. Henry looking to drive, dribbles into a double team. Davis is going to tie her up. Jump ball favors Emporia. Bailey Van Sickle checks into the ball game, the third senior for the Lady Spartans. Getting her first minutes of the game. And Wiltz checks out of the game. So it's Aguirre, Davis, DeWitt, Smith, and Van Sickle. Aguirre has it on the far side. Goes near side to DeWitt. Now Van Sickle with a touch in the near corner. Dribbling up top. Picks up her dribble. Guarded closely, hands the ball off to Aguirre. Aguirre working on the perimeter, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ball goes through the hands of DeWitt. She has to chase it down, picks it up, spin move at the free throw line, throws it in the corner. Van Sickle for three, nearly banked it, but there for the offensive rebound and putback is Smith. Smith has 6 points, and it's 56-36. Henry on the perimeter. Goes near sign. Salmons with the touch. Horner. So a whole new lineup change for the Indians. They're content. Up 20. Henry in between the circles. Guarded closely by DeWitt. Goes far side to Hall. Hall in the corner. We're going to have a shot clock violation. So the Lady Spartans defense guards for 35 seconds that time and forced the turnover. Don't forget, we'll wrap up with our post-game show in just a little bit, sponsored by Champions Landing. Then we'll have our own special senior night ceremony. I was able to catch up with six members of the senior for Emporia. Down low, Davis can't get the layup to go, but there is a foul called against Manhattan. Horner called for that one. That's her first tonight. Davis 1-for-2 at the line tonight. Free throw up, and the first one's good. Aislinn Farrell comes in. Bailey Van Sickle and Harley Smith both check out. Aislinn Farrell checks in. Kinsley Hines checking out of the ball game, and Sydney Beheimer comes in. So a little bit deeper off the bench tonight for Emporia, with Davis shooting one more free throw, and she banks this one in. And she's got a big smile on her face, as she usually does after she banks in a free throw. And she'll go to the bench as Hess comes into the ball game. Aubrey Cunningham comes in, and DeWitt will go to the bench. Final home game of the season for Emporia. We'll make the trip to Junction City on Friday, and then we await the playoff draw. Ball up top in the hands of Hall. She goes far side, now near side. Driving towards the basket is Josie Ball. Up top, Hall, Henry. Hall on the left wing, 15 on the shot clock, driving towards the basket. Valentine passes it off. Runner in the lane is up. Foul against Emporia. Elsana will be shooting two. And that's going to be the first foul against Beheimer in the game. Shooting two, up and good. Sophomore Elsana has one more coming up here. Second one is also good, so 2-for-2. Shot clock turned off. Emporia pushing the ball up the floor. Farrell looking to drive. Runner in the lane, wide right that time. Karam's out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Emporia. And it will be Manhattan basketball. 58-38. Manhattan just has to cross half court, and this one will be over. Ball on the far side with Hall. 15 seconds to go in the game. Valentine with the touch, looking to drive, leaves it up top. Hall on the far wing. 5 seconds left in our game. Valentine will hoist up the three, no good. Emporia gets the rebound, and this one is over. Manhattan sweeps Emporia this year with a 58-38 win in game number two. The Lady Spartans drop to 7-15, 1-8 in league contest. And on the other side now, 17-5 and 7-2 in league games is Manhattan. Thanks for joining us tonight for our girls contest. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will wrap up our girls coverage, and then we'll get you to our senior night festivities, and then get you ready for the boys game. You're listening to AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Dog, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Dog.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
It's game day in Emporia, and Champs is the place to be to celebrate your Spartan pride. Before and after the action, there's only one place to be. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Fuel up with our famous salmon BLT sandwich, delicious burgers, and ice-cold drinks. Champions Landing, proud to support Emporia High School and proud to be your game day headquarters, especially after a Spartan victory. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where the food's a win and everyone is welcome. See you at Champs, 1801 Rural Street.
The office renovations at Toso Family Eye Care offer enhanced exam and diagnostic rooms along with an expanded optical area. And they've added a new device called OptiLift. It's a new aesthetic treatment that pairs radio frequency with deep muscle stimulation to tighten and tone lower eyelid bags and wrinkles. Tightening and toning the lids can also help dry eye symptoms of tearing or morning eye redness. Providing the best in eye care experience and services, the office of Toso Family Eye Care in downtown Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance. See shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
This is Emporia High Spartan Sports. It's time for the Champions Landing postgame show. Champs Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. Once again, here's Braden Brown.
Final tonight in our girls game, Emporia goes down to Manhattan 58-38, dropping to 7-15 on the year. Let's go ahead and get you the postgame stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. DeWitt leading the charge with 16. Hines and Smith each had 6. Wilson Davis each had 5. On the other side, Manhattan was led by Larson with 12 points. DePozoir had 11, as well as Bush. 5 points from Banks. 7 points from Ball. 5 points from Beckett. And 2 points from Elzana. So those are your numbers for tonight's ball game. It was 12-12 at the end of one. Manhattan led 29-18 at half, 43-29 at the end of the third, and they picked up the 20-point win. Emporia had at least 20 turnovers tonight, and they were able to force 15 by the Indians. Lady Spartans back at it next. Whenever they take on Junction City on Friday on the road, we'll have that game for you here on KVOE. We'll also have wrestling coverage for you all day on Friday and Saturday from the state tournament. Tegan Trahoon will be anchoring our coverage there from just outside of Wichita. Should be a really fun event. Can't wait to hear how the Lady Spartan and Spartan wrestlers are able to do there. Our EHS Player of the Game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Air Care, goes to DeWitt. And our Play of the Game is going to be that first made three by Hines. It gave Emporia a 3-2 lead. Emporia would lead 6-2 in that first quarter, but they wouldn't be able to hold on to that. So again, here at the end of our girls' contest, Emporia falls 58-38. They're doing senior night festivities here in Emporia. We're going to take another quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you to our senior night festivities, as I had a chance to catch up with the 6 seniors for Emporia High Basketball this year. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing. Not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Ground now joined by a couple of the seniors for Lady Spartans basketball. First up, Kinsley Hines. Kinsley, senior day's here, graduation's right around the corner. Are you ready for it all?
Oh, I'm more than ready.
When you look at your favorite moment from high school, what stands out to you?
Probably all the memories from tennis, like winning league and placing at state in that sport.
For sure, definitely makes sense. When you look at basketball, is there anything that sticks out to you?
One of my favorite parts about basketball is just the team in general. I love these girls, and my favorite memory with the girls is going to Starbucks before the games.
All the games? You guys always loading up on caffeine?
Before every home game, basically.
Makes sense. When you look at after graduation, what's the game plan?
I plan to go to ESU and major in pre-med.
Awesome. Thanks, Kinsley, and good luck.
Thank you.
Now joined by Harley Smith. Same questions for you, Harley. Favorite moment from high school?
Favorite moment from high school is probably for track, making it to state my freshman year. That was probably the biggest one.
When you look at basketball, I know you're relatively new to it, just going out this year. So is there anything that sticks out to you?
Probably just playing my first varsity game ever as a senior. I think that was pretty memorable for me.
It was a pretty good game for you. You hit a couple of shots too.
Yes, yep.
When you look at after graduation, what's the game plan?
I'm headed off to Emporia State, and I'll be running track for the Hornets, and then I'll be doing the health and human performance.
Awesome. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
Braden Brown now joined by the Emporia High Boys basketball team. The senior stopping by. We got Rylan Crowell first. Rylan, senior day finally came. Does it scare you that senior day is here and graduation's coming up in just a couple of months?
No, I feel like I'm pretty prepared.
When you look at favorite moments from high school, does one stick out to you?
Probably hanging out with Gangling after school and after practices in the spring.
Those that aren't familiar with Gangling, what is that?
Gangling, okay, so that's me, Tarek Franklin, Harry Troak, Cohen Bloomquist, and Maddox Shively.
And what are you guys doing?
We're just having fun, watching sports, just being friends.
You have a favorite moment from your basketball career?
Probably my first varsity bucket. It was a sophomore year against Ottawa.
And what was so special about it?
Just being my first varsity bucket, and it was a left-handed layup, so that's quite typical of me.
For sure, for sure, with you being left-handed and all. After graduation, what's the game plan?
I'm going to ESU for football.
And what do you plan on studying?
Business.
Rylan, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now going to be joined by Tanner Seidel. I don't know if he was expecting me to come his way now, but senior day, it's here. Graduation's going to be here before you know it. Are you ready?
I don't know. It's kind of starting to hit me that it's slowly coming to an end. I guess I'm ready, but I'm not ready for basketball to be over.
When you look at your entire time at Emporia High, does a certain moment stick out to you?
My favorite part was probably my freshman year when me and Maddox Shively got to go to Chanute and play as managers when they played in that tournament. We got to hang out with the guys. It was pretty fun.
So your favorite moment of all of high school happened your freshman year?
Yeah, I'd probably say so, that I can think of.
Whenever you look at basketball, do you have a moment that stands out to you?
Last year at El Dorado, our tournament was pretty fun. I got to play in one of the games and hit a few threes.
What's the game plan for after graduation, Tanner?
As of now, I think I'm going to go get a job and go work somewhere.
Good luck, and thanks for the time, Tanner.
Thank you.
Maddox Shively.
Yes, sir.
You ready for graduation? Is it hard to believe that senior day is finally here?
Yeah, ready as I can be, I guess.
When you look at your entire time in high school, does a certain moment stand out to you?
Just hanging out with friends and gangling, you know, like Ryland said. But I'd like to add Kobe Franklin to that list.
Gotcha, makes sense. When you look at basketball, does a certain moment stand out to you?
Probably my first varsity game against, I think it was Liberal.
Certain anything specific from that game, or you're just happy to take the floor?
Just happy to take the floor.
And then after graduation, what's the plan?
Undecided, but I got K-State and KU and ESU as my options right now.
And anything specific to study, or you're
probably,
still?
Probably business.
Awesome, Maddox. Well, we appreciate the time and good luck.
Thank you.
Chase Harrington, last but not least, I'm doing good. Let's same questions as everybody else. We'll keep it easy for you. A favorite moment from high school?
I probably have to say going to watch football games on Friday nights and just hanging out with friends.
And whenever you look at basketball, is there a certain thing that stands out to you?
Probably the El Dorado tournaments, because we get to play a lot of good competition and we always have a lot of fun there.
And we're getting ready for graduation. What's the game plan afterwards?
Go to college, play baseball, and study business finance.
Awesome. Thanks for the time, Chase.
Thank you.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. The staff at Roberts Blue Barnett hopes you're enjoying the game. Roberts Blue Barnett, serving Emporia since 1928 with dignity and honor. Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu. And by Pete Euler, for great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. Spartan fans, the clock is ticking, and the only play you need is Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing. Kick off your game day with sizzling burgers, crispy wings, and ice-cold drinks ready for the win. Champs, proud supporters of Emporia High School, on the field and right here at your table. Champs Bar and Grill at Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. Champions Landing, 1801 Rural Street. Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road. Repairs for your RV for over 26 years. The RV Doc.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners, every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And by Mark II Lumber Company. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
This is Emporia High School Spartan Basketball. Welcome to the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, prepares for your RVs for over 26 years. Let's go live to the gymnasium. Here's the voice of the Spartans, Braden Brown.
Welcome back to Emporia High as we get ready for game two of our doubleheader. The boys are out on the court warming up right now as we gear up for Manhattan and Emporia from Spartan Gymnasium. I am Braden Brown, bringing you all the action tonight on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM KVOE. We are streaming online at kvoe.com/listen. Getting ready for the second time, these two clubs share a court. Emporia picked up the 73-70 overtime win in the Little Apple earlier this month. They'll look for the season sweep against the Indians. They won both matchups against Manhattan last year, so looking to drive this win streak over the Indians to four straight dating back to last year. Emporia enters this one at 15-6, 4-4 in Centennial League contest after falling to Topeka High 73-69. Trelk contributed the most with 22 points. Crowell had 13, Franklin had 12, but Emporia just couldn't contend with the three-point shooting of Tehigh on Friday. On the other side, coming off a loss on their own right to Junction City, and looking to get back in the win column is Manhattan. Carpenter had 15 points in the loss, so did Newton. He had 11 in that loss against Junction City. Coming up in just a little bit as we continue our RV Dog pregame show, we'll be joined by Evan Burns, head coach for Emporia High, right here on KVOE.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you need some updates or just some love and care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Import.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Braden's pregame talk with head coach Evan Burns. Brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Getting ready for tip-off tonight, Emporia and Manhattan. It is senior night, and the head coach of the Spartans, Evan Burns, now stopping by. Coach, we appreciate the time. Coming off a hard-fought loss at Topeka High on Friday night, after going back and watching the film, what were some of the main takeaways from the contest?
Yeah, main takeaways, we played so hard that game. And Tehigh, give them credit, they shut the lights out. 60% from three, 16 for 27. You know, there's some shots where they were taken 5-7 feet away from the line, which you live as a coach, you know. And they made those. And then I thought, you know, we wanted to keep them out of the paint as much as possible, and I thought we did a very good job there because we only gave up 20 paints. I mean, we only gave up 14 points in the paint there. So I thought we did a good job in gap help and having them kick, and we closed out hard and hand in the face, and they end up nailing those too. So, you know, you can't do much there when a team is shooting 60% from three, and they had a night of, they had their night. So I liked how, you know, I don't like how we were down 19, but I like how we, you know, didn't roll over and we fought back and, you know, made it to a 4-point game. So I thought the boys showed a lot of heart, and, you know, just take a couple threes from Topeka, and I think we could have pulled it out.
You kind of mentioned my next question there, right? You guys got down 19. Very easy to just be like, okay, tonight's ball game's over. Let's get the starters out of there. Let's get other guys more minutes. But you guys battled and got it back within four in the final score. What does that say about this team? Willing to come back, but at the same time, it's happened quite a bit this season, right, Coach? You guys dig yourself a double-digit hole, and then you try and storm all the way back in the second half.
Yeah. It shows this team has a lot of grit and heart, and they don't stop till, you know, the final buzzer, and that's what I think a lot of coaches would love to have. And they're a great group of kids. They're a fun group to coach. So I think when they play that hard, you know, you can't do anything but encourage them and you know, praise them for that. Because like you said, you know, many teams would just roll over and coaches would probably try to sub in their bench. But Emporia, we're different. We're not taking no for an answer. We're going to come until the clock is zero. So I think we just need to, you know, first of all, we need to stop getting down those deficits. But again, we need to just get off to better starts too.
Is there any common occurrences you've realized from these games when you dig yourself into a hole, like something on the offensive side or something on the defensive side?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at it at times too, you know, some get in foul trouble, so you can't play, you know, starter all his minutes, or, you know, there's times where we're just missing those easy, you know, layups around the rim, or, you know, not making free throws to expand that lead. But, you know, you also got to understand you're playing against great competition too. You got down 15 against Hayden at Hayden. You got down 15 at Hayes. You know, you got down 19 at Topeka. You got down 13 at Washburn Rural. You know, all these teams I just listed off are very, very good teams. And so it's tough. It's a tough league. It's a tough schedule, but, you know, I wouldn't want it any other way, because competition brings out the best in each other. And I think really how you can look at a positive, how you can turn this is all preparation for the postseason. As you look at other teams in the sub-state, they're not having the battle tested or these gut check games like we've had. So I think when time comes, I think, you know, these are, I mean, I think this is going to absolutely just propel us and just help us in down the stretch in the postseason play.
As you turn your attention to tonight's ball game, matching up against Manhattan and a chance to celebrate the seniors, four seniors that have meant a lot to this program, and especially in your first season here, I just want to give you an opportunity to, you know, say something about the four guys.
Yeah, I couldn't ask for any better four seniors to come in. You know, they were so receptive, so welcoming to what I had to bring to this program. To, you know, they believed in the philosophy, they believed in the program itself, they believed in just the way I wanted to do things, and I just got to give them all the credit for buying in and letting me to do my job, and then just go do their job. So it's been nothing but a great, you know, two-way street with these boys, you know, where we were able to build relationships and, you know, basically just do life together, you know, go through the trenches and just help each other out, and which is so cool to see, because, you know, these kids have a special place in my heart moving forward, and anything I can do to help them out, you know, from here, from, I don't care, 20, 30 years down the road, I'll always be here for them. And so it's just good to be able to have that lifelong relationship built and sustained it over time. And they're all going to be missed, you know, from the program, but not only just from the basketball standpoint, but from the high school. These kids have left an impact just not only on the court, but in the classroom, just around the community, and so on. So they're going to be very, very missed, and it's you don't want them to leave, but, you know, sometimes you got to get out of the nest and flap your wings. So I can't wait to see what these guys have to do moving forward, because I think they all have bright futures and they're going to be very successful. So it's going to be very cool to see what they do moving forward.
For sure, for sure. Looking back at the basketball and game action, it was a 3-point overtime win over Manhattan the first go around. What do you remember about that game?
Oh, the 12 quarters, you know, we got out hot, 17-6, I think, there. And then it just flipped, you know, I think it was a 28-11 second quarter, and they took a 6-point lead into the until halftime, and then we came back down two at in the third and tied it, eventually tied it to send it into overtime, and we just stayed very solid throughout the second half, I thought, and weathered the storm, and we came out with the victory. I think Ryland Crowell had a game of his life there, 26-12-5. Harry Trelk, you know, came up big with some late minute shots. Tarek Franklin was a big piece to that, and Cohen Bloomquist with 13 rebounds. Ox came out. Maddox had just, you know, some great steals that sparked us. Chase Harrington came in and gave us great minutes. When Tarek was in foul trouble, and Tanner gave us a couple threes and really good defensive possessions. You know, he took the charge that first possession to knock out their post player, which was huge. So it was a collective group win last time we went up there, and I expect the same thing this time around too.
What have you from the Indians recently to where maybe they've changed anything the last couple of weeks since last time you saw them? No, they're going to be motivated coming off a loss to Junction City.
Yeah, motivated there. And, you know, also think about, you know, they just came off a loss to Hayden, too. So they got beat by double digit points. And Manhattan right now has sole possession of the league. So they know if they win, they win league. So there's pressure on them. So that's good. Not so much pressure on us, but, I think they're going to be hungry. I think they're going to come in with a chip on their shoulders, especially from our last contest. So, you know, I think it's going to be another great high school basketball game here in Emporia.
Before you let the boys take the floor, what's going to be the final message to them?
Oh, play the Emporia way. Go out, have fun, and play together.
Coach, good luck tonight. Hopefully when we're talking postgame, we're talking about a Spartan victory.
Sounds good. Appreciate you, Braden.
This has been the Evan Burns Show, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number. Coming up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RB Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Do you need some updates or just some love and care for your RV or fifth wheel? Let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in. The doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial Emporia.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall, federally insured by the NCUA.
Getting ready for tip-off between the boys. Coming up, we're still a little ways away between Manhattan and Emporia, squaring off here on senior night. Let's go ahead and take a look at our starting lineups brought to you by the Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Little bit different lineup for Evan Burns tonight as junior, that's 6'1", Harry Trelk in the lineup. Tanner Seidel, the senior, that is 6'2". Maddox Shively, the senior, that's 5'8". Ryland Crowell, the senior, that is 6'1". And Chase Harrington, the senior, that is 6'3". So all four seniors in the starting lineup as Evan Burns is in his first year as the head coach for E-High. On the other side, Will Carpenter, a 6'1 senior. Vince Doring, a 6'1 senior. Tim Washington, a 6'5 senior. Sawyer Newton, a 6'3 senior, and Henry Witt, a 6'2 senior. So a senior-laden club is Manhattan. It's Emporia and Manhattan coming up. Benji George, the head coach for the Indians, and he is the all-time winningest coach for Manhattan High. They are 13-7 this year, 5-3 in league games, while Emporia is 15-6 and 4-4 in league contests. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball on AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We'll be back after a quick timeout.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, a 21 commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and the surrounding communities for generations. Champions Landing, not a club, not private, not some exclusive place. Champs is here for you. Everyone is welcome. Champs Landing, 1801 Rural. And by Napa Auto Parts. Good luck to all the hardworking athletes from the experts at Napa Auto Parts, located at 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans! Shelter Insurance, for auto, home, life, or business insurance, see shelter agent Kelly Medrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more.
Spartan Sports, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember, get it at Good's. And by Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longvineauto.com.
Lineups have been announced. 8 minutes is set on the clock, and Emporia getting ready for round number two with Manhattan, currently on a three-game winning streak against the Indians as they swept the both matchups last year and they won earlier this year. Emporia's out on the floor ready to tip this one up. We are waiting for Manhattan to meet them at midcourt. Usually the one in the middle is Tarek Franklin for Emporia. Franklin not getting the start tonight with it being senior night, so it's going to be Crowell against Washington. Crowell giving up a couple of inches in this matchup, 4 to be exact. Ball thrown up in the air. It will be won by Washington. Manhattan has the ball to begin tonight's contest. Newton looking to drive. He goes right at Harrington immediately. So 9 seconds in, first foul against Emporia, and Harrington is the guilty party. Sawyer Newton at the line, the 6'3" senior. First shot is up, and it is good. Wanting to be aggressive early in this one. One more free throw is up and also good. Krelk brings the ball up the floor as Emporia moves right to left on your radio dial. High post trying to feed it to Crowell, and there's going to be an early whistle against Witt. So one foul apiece through the first 17 seconds. It'll be interesting to see if this is a foul fest throughout the entire game. Crowell has it, catches the inbound. Emporia in the home white. Black font across their chest says Spartans as Crowell looks to drive with red numbers. Shively on the left wing, looking like man-to-man defense here. Trelk dribbling on the far side, goes down low to Harrington, working against Washington, out to Trelk. 5 feet behind the line, and he swishes the three. It's our first made John Newland triple of the game. Emporia leads 3-2. Quickly up the floor, racing. Newton has it. Up top, Washington. He pump fakes the three. Picks up his dribble. Carpenter to Washington. Near side with it. Doring. Far side. Newton. Washington in between the circles. Trying to feed the post. Crowell knocks the ball away. Shively with the steal, but then he has his pocket picked behind. Quickly up the floor. Newton cannot convert on the layup, but he is fouled. And the senior will go right back to the charity stripe where he has all 2 points so far tonight. Newton coming off an 11-point game against Junction City on Friday. Free throw is up and good. So he's got one more coming up. Second free throw halfway down and out, so he cannot convert. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off of EHS. Crowell not able to keep that one inbounds off of him. Doring's going to be the trigger man underneath his own basket. Inbounds to Washington, right back to Doring for three. Airballed it. Offensive rebound. Put back is going to be good from Newton. Newton has all five for Manhattan. They lead by two. Crowell brings the ball up the floor. Manhattan in the visiting dark blue uniforms tonight. Red font across their chest. They're going to poke the ball away from Harrington. In transition, going up for the shot. It's going to be out of bounds off of Emporia. Red across the chest says Manhattan with red numbers. Chase Harrington checks out. Tarek Franklin comes in. Franklin, the junior that is 6'5". We also see Cohen Bloomquist, the junior that's 6'1", check in. 6:20 to go in the first. Quick inbounds. Washington has it on the perimeter. Zone defense, possibly. Nope, they switch back to a traditional man. We're going to have a deep two with his foot on the line. Witt isn't able to get the shot to go. 2 minutes in, Emporia trails by two. Trelk in the far corner goes down low to Franklin. Franklin backing down Washington. He's now double teamed, and we're going to get a jump ball call. Didn't seem to be a whole lot of tie-up time there. Referees disagree with myself, so Emporia will get to keep the basketball as the arrow favors them. Crowell will be the trigger man. Underneath his own basket. See what the offense is able to draw up here, trying to tie this game early. Quick toss into Seidel. Hands it off to Trelk. Corner three is up and too strong off the back of the rim. Franklin had it tipped up for a second, but Manhattan comes away with the rebound. Leading the break, going coast to coast is Newton. He'll throw it in the corner to Carpenter. Up top, Washington on the right wing. Hands the ball off to Doring. Far side, Newton. Hands it off to Witt. Witt on the left wing goes down low to Washington, who just hammers into Seidel. And he's able to push him far enough to lay it in for two. It's 7-3, 5:20 left in the first. Trelk on the left wing, up top Franklin. Left side, Crowell. Looking for a screen from Franklin, a little pick and roll. Drives towards the basket, double teamed on the baseline, out of bounds off of Manhattan. Emporia quick inbounds. They find Bloomquist cutting towards the rim. He lays it in and he draws a foul. So Bloomquist off the bench has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Bloomquist at the line, trying to convert on the and one, and it's going to be too strong. Emporia leaves a point at the charity stripe early in this one. Double teamed at half court is Newton. He'll skip it up ahead, but it's thrown away by Crowell. He's leading the break to Bloomquist all the way to the rim, and he draws a whistle. The junior's going right back to the free throw line. Sawyer Newton called for the foul. That is now three fouls against Manhattan. And Bloomquist has a chance to tie this game up through the first 3 minutes and 45 seconds. And he'll miss the free throw. Free throw up and good. So Blomquist goes 1-for-2 that time, cuts it to a one-point game. Emporia showing some full-court pressure. Carpenter skips it up ahead to Newton, dribbling on the far side, Doring. Carpenter looking to drive, gets to the rim, floater, missed it badly, but Newton's there for the offensive rebound. Skips it right back to Carpenter, who drives baseline, off glass, too strong. Offensive rebound, put back no good by Buff, and Emporia finally able to run down the rebound. Trelk in transition, leaves it for Crowell on the left wing. Step back, left wing three off the front of the iron. Blomquist is going to knock it off of Manhattan, and EHS is going to keep the ball. Seidel, Crowell, Franklin, Blomquist, and Trelk on the floor for Emporia with the ball. 4:09 left in the first quarter. Manhattan 7, Emporia 6. Crowell the inbounder. Quick toss into Trelk, catches it on the left wing. Crowell in the near corner. 30 on the shot clock. Hands it off to Seidel, knows a fake. Keeps the ball now in between the circles. Far side, Trelk. Up top, Franklin. Left side, Crowell. 15 on the shot clock. Crowell trying to drive. Gets it over to Seidel. Straight on for three, and he airballed it. And the Manhattan fans here let him know about it. Hattrip, a 6'5" sophomore, comes into the ballgame for Manhattan. Quick inbounds to Doring. Still needing to cross half court. Nearly had the 10-second call. Washington goes near side, driving towards the basket, trying to feed the post. Franklin knocks it away, and Emporia gets the steal. Crowell leading the break, leaves it for Franklin on the perimeter, looking to drive right Washington, and he has his shot denied. So that's out of bounds. It'll stay here with Emporia. 24 on the shot clock. Crowell the inbounder. Quick toss into Trelk. Up top, Franklin. Left side. Crowell for three. Too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound by Franklin. Oh, he can't hold on to it. Washington was able to get it away from him. Nearly had the offensive rebound there. They double-team Washington at half court. Crowell has it 3-on-1. Over to Trelk to the rim. He lays it in. Emporia takes the lead 8-7. Quickly up the floor. Bruff can't handle the pass. It's a turnover by the Indians. Shively comes in here for Seidel. 8-7. Crowell crosses half court, dribbling in between the circles, now to the near wing, looking to drive. He's in the heart of the defense. He finds Franklin cutting towards the basket, but Franklin can't make the layup. When Emporia was on their strong winning streak at the start of the year, Franklin was making all of those layups. And a bad pass, and Franklin gets the steal. He whips it down the floor to Blomquist, who lays it in for two. Crowd really getting into this one. The lead is three, the largest it's been tonight for Emporia. And Franklin nearly has another takeaway, but they're going to call a whistle against them. 2:15 left in the first quarter. Franklin nearly jumped another passing lane. That time they call a foul on him. Graham Braxmeyer, a 5'8" sophomore, enters for the first time for the Indians. He's got the basketball in the backcourt, brings it into the front court, guarded by Blomquist, drives by him to the free throw line. Carpenter on the wing, looking to drive baseline, picks up his dribble, finds a cutting Hattrip who can't convert on the layup. Emporia lucky, the big fella couldn't make that one. Shively on the near wing, up top Crowell, dribbles to the free throw line, in the corner to Trelk. Pass deflected, still ended up in the junior's hands. Over to Franklin, back to Trelk. Shively corner three is up, too strong. Rebound picked up by Manhattan. Indians get the stop. They got numbers going the other way. Carpenter in transition, has a shot blocked by Trelk, and then there's a whistle after the fact, and it's going to go against Manhattan. They're going to get Carpenter for that one. Just his first, but the fourth against the Indians. Next common foul means free throws. Full house tonight at Ehigh. Crowell on the near side, guarded by Washington, looking to drive by him. Gets by him, floater with the left hand, airballed it, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Franklin, reaching over the back, and that's costly because that is foul number two. Chase Harrington, who got the start tonight on senior night, is coming into the ball game for EHS. Harrington already has one foul tonight. See if the Indians want to be aggressive and attack Harrington and get both of the big guys for EHS in the foul trouble. Braxmeyer throws it up the floor to Carpenter, working on the right wing, and he'll try the three from there, and he gets it to go. We're at a 10. Emporia, with that extended pressure, weren't able to retreat quick enough. And the ball's going to be off of Trelk, out of bounds. That's an Emporia turnover. 61 ticks left in quarter number one. Quick talks in to Braxmeyer, guarded by Shively. Trying to force a takeaway here in the backcourt. Crossing half court, up ahead to Newton. On the near side to Braxmeyer. Gets a screen, down low Newton. Newton met at the rim by Seidel, lays it in, and there's a whistle. So that's going to be an and one for Newton, and they're going to call the foul on Bloomquist. So Manhattan trying to extend their lead to three at the charity stripe. Newton 3 for 4 at the line so far in this one. And he's got another one. Crowell bringing the ball up the floor. 40 seconds to go in the quarter. 10-second difference between the shot clock and game clock. Crowell to Harrington in between the circles. Back to Crowell. Gets a screen from Harrington. Looking to drive. Far side Seidel. Down low Harrington. Backing down Newton. And he has his pocket picked. Poked away from behind. Carpenter with 20 seconds to go in Q1. Braxmeyer retreats to half court, guarded by Shively, and he loses the basketball. They're going to say it's off of Shively. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Manhattan can hold for the final shot. Good defense here. Braxmeyer catches the inbound, whips it to the far side. Carpenter looking to drive, stolen away by Crowell with 5. Shively racing down the floor, met at the rim by Washington, misses the shot, and Crowell tries to tip it in, and it gets wedgied. Got stuck in between the backboard and the rim. It will be Manhattan basketball with 0.2 seconds. So the good news is that's called a jump ball. Quick toss in. Manhattan throws up a prayer, but it will not be answered. After 8 minutes of action, the Indians lead the Spartans 13-10 here on KBOE.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ESP Financial. They understand small business because they work with them every day. From loans to treasury management, their team is here to help you grow. Learn more at espfinancial.com. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by J.M. Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Marshall Bedliners. Every truck needs a liner. Get yours at Marshall Bedliners, 5 miles north of Emporia. Call 620-757-5478.
Emporia basketball to begin the second quarter. Crowell has it in between the circles, goes far side to Trelk. Trelk looking for a screen from Harrington. They switch it defensively. Far side, Seidel. Seidel up top to Shively. Shively looking to drive. Tries to feed it over to Crowell. It's going to be knocked away. That's going to be an Emporia turnover. Quickly up the floor. The floater with one hand is up from Doring. Won't go. Shively to Crowell. All alone at the rim, and he finger rolls it in. First points of the night for Crowell. He had 26 against Manhattan earlier this month. Sawyer Newton all the way to the rim. He gets by Crowell, and he answers back with two of his own. Newton on fire tonight. He's got 10 of the 15 for the Indians. Crowell with the basketball, looking for a screen from Seidel. Man-to-man defense, it looks like. Down low, Harrington. Harrington goes to work, and he shoots it long time. Rebound picked up by the Indians. 7 minutes to go until our Longvine Auto Plaza halftime show. Newton in between the circles, gets it to Washington. Spin move, and we're going to get a blocking foul against Emporia. Looks like Harrington was trying to do a good job of shifting his feet and able to draw the charge. Foul number two against Harrington. Senior gearing up for a strong baseball campaign. And hard to believe that Emporia baseball will be practicing next week. And inbounds to Noonan. He lays it off the glass immediately. It's 17-12. Crowell in between the circles. Gets it to Trelk. Crowell on the far side. Looking for a screen. Free throw line jumper. He left it short. Blomquist battling for the rebound. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Manhattan. So Emporia will get the basketball back. Franklin's going to come into the ball game. He's going to have to be careful with those two fouls. Who's coming out? It's going to be Blomquist. Quick toss into Trelk. He's got five of the Emporia 12. Crowell up top to Seidel. Shively on the left wing to Trelk in the corner. Trelk to Crowell on the far side. 20 on the shot clock. Crowell whips it down low, catching it. Franklin off glass is good. First points of the game for Franklin, coming off the bench for the first time this season. Witt has it, and we're going to have a whistle. It's going to go against Crowell away from the basketball, first against him. Blomquist comes in, and Franklin goes to the bench. Emporia trails by three. We got 6 minutes to go in Q2. Doring, the trigger man, tosses in it immediately to Bruff. Bruff trying to split a double team, throws it in the corner to Witt. Too strong on the three, and we're going to have an offensive foul, it looks like, against Manhattan.